أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، وصلى الله على محمد وآل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Brothers, sisters, listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to the program Mafatih al-Hayat, Keys of Life. I am your host, Abdullah al-Musawi. Previously, we were discussing seeking refuge and giving refuge to those who seek it. And we said Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered the Prophet that if one of the mushrikeen, polytheists, seeks refuge in you, then give him refuge. And we spoke about how the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, they used to give refuge to those who seek refuge in them. And sometimes, even those who don't seek refuge in them, the Ahlul Bayt go to them and give them refuge because they find them in need of it. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, always when they bring a concept forward, they tell us what the reward for doing an act is. Go through the books of hadith and go through the Quran. You'll find out that when it comes to acts of kindness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala places a reward for it to encourage people to do this act of kindness and to continue doing it. And for those who have been listening to this program, this is exactly what we have been doing. Every time we bring a concept, we mention the hadith or the verses that speaks about the reward of this action or this act. Now, what is the reward for those who give refuge to those who are seeking refuge? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam says, and he points to Imam Ali alayhi salam, and then he put two of his fingers together, and our Shia, our followers, are with us. And those who give refuge to those who are oppressed from amongst us, and specifically the Prophet is speaking about the lineage of the Prophet, the Ahlul Bayt and their lineage. But obviously this expands, but that's just the example, the clear example of who these people are, those who are oppressed from amongst us. If you give them refuge, then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam says, you will be on Day of Judgment in my status, or at least with me and Ali alayhi salam in heaven. So you can see that there is no greater reward that one can aim for than to be with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi and Amir al-Mu'mineen. And that gesture of bringing his fingers together, it means they're going to be our partners. They're not going to leave us. They're going to be by our sides. And what act could I perform to be in this level with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi, or in that proximity to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam?
Ayatollah Javadi Amali, the author of the book Mafatih al-Hayat, The Keys of Life. This book, Mafatih, ought to be in two volumes. One volume, the present volume, Mafatih al-Janan, is on the level of the lofty rewards for praying, fasting, etc.
یه جلدش کم داره و اون اینه که فرون درخت کاری اینجا کم ثواب داره دعا هم داره ثواب هم داره.
But the book lacks its second volume, which ought to be on subjects like the lofty rewards for planting a tree.
امام اونطوری که اینو گفته بودم گفته دی اون امامی که گفته اگر روزه بگیری ثواب داره همون امام گفته که اگر درخت بکاری اون ثواب داره.
Imam has mentioned both of these subjects. The very Imam who has stressed out the reward for praying, has also highlighted the reward for planting a tree. There are generous amounts of reward for protecting the environment. When growing wheat, take some in your hand and say these prayers. These are what the very Imam has mentioned. We lack this second volume in Islamic world.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Mafatihul Hayat, Keys of Life. When it comes to giving refuge to people, sometimes we classify people. We say, are they deserving of our refuge or not? Are they Muslims or not? Are they good or not? And so on and so forth. You know the drill. And sometimes, based on what we think they are, or who they are, and they might be that, we decide not to give them refuge. Now, obviously, that goes against the Islamic teachings. When a person seeks refuge in you and needs your help, it means he has no other way, no other means, no other person. Therefore, you are required to take care of them. And sometimes, because this has happened, that's why the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam have mentioned it, that sometimes a person who is not a Muslim seeks refuge with or in another person, and that person ends up harming or even killing him. Why? Because he's a dhimmi, he's not a Muslim, or he might have been in war with Muslims, for example, or might have committed an act that goes against the Muslim code of practice. So these people give themselves the right to harm and kill these people. Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam, in this regard, he says, any man who is another man comes to him, or he gives him safe keeping, or he gives him security, or he gives him sanctuary, and then he goes back and he kills him. He says, on the day of judgment, this person will come holding the banner of treachery. He's being a traitor because he has gone against the teachings of Islam. He has betrayed that trust that was given to him. He became a betrayer. And therefore, we should not do such an act. Imam Sajjad Salamullahi Alayhi, he said, if the man who killed my father gives me the sword in which he killed my father with, for safekeeping, I would keep it and I would give it back to him when he requires it. Now, obviously, it can't get more than that. But yet you see the Imam alayhi salam saying that a trust is a trust. You cannot betray those who give you a trust or those who seek refuge in you. Now, obviously, me and you, maybe we don't deal with this issue very often, but sometimes it happens when families break down. I've seen this myself, that's why I'm saying it. Because sometimes, for example, a daughter seeks refuge in her brother from her father who is abusive, or a wife seeks refuge from her husband who is abusive to someone relative. And there are times where these people, when they understand that that person is under a threat, they say, no, it's not our problem. Go back to your husband, go back to your father, go back to wherever you came from. And they deny them refuge. That is a problem. These people who deny others refuge will be questioned in the day of judgment, and they have to prepare an answer. We will leave it here, and we will continue in other episodes. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Driving past, walking fast. to the field of dreams. Hear the children's screams.
There was The Keys of Life by Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, IRIB English Radio.
Every corner represents a different image in my mind. A momentary emotion, space spent in time, in time.